Well, to Georgia now, where a $25 million barrage from Democrats was not enough to loosen the Republican grip on that state's 6th congressional district seat. Karen Handel beat her upstart Democratic opponent John Ossoff by 4 points yesterday in the most expensive House race in American history.
To the John Ossoff supporters, know that my commitments, they extend to every one of you as well. We may have some different beliefs, but we are part of one community. The community of the 6th District.
The special election was held to fill the seat left vacant by Tom Price, now President Trump's Secretary of Health and Human Services. Both parties were closely watching, thinking it was a barometer of the president's popularity. Republicans did win, and they won a separate race in South Carolina that got almost no attention. But maybe Democrats can cheer that that South Carolina race was unexpectedly even closer than the contest in Georgia. NPR's congressional reporter Susan Davis joins us now. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Robin.
And start with Georgia. You've been talking to Democrats today. We're hearing Democratic consultants like Jamal Simmons, say that the takeaway in Georgia is being anti-Trump is not enough.
You know, he has a point there. I've talked to a lot of Democrats this morning on Capitol Hill, and I would say broadly, they're pretty demoralized. This was an expensive loss for them. You know, they went 0-4 in the special elections for Republican-held seats so far this year. And I think the momentum going into Georgia, a lot of Democrats thought they were going to win. And to Jamal's point, the thing, one of the lessons, and I think there's many lessons to come out of Georgia, is that attacking Republicans or trying to link down ballot Republicans with Trump isn't always necessarily the best tactic, because Republican voters, more traditional Republican voters, which is who John Ossoff was trying to appeal to, still see their Republican local congressman is just different than the president. Trump has his own unique brand. So trying to connect the two in voters' minds might not be the best line of attack.
Well, President Trump took a victory lap this morning, tweeting that Democrats would do much better if they got together with the Republicans on health care, tax cuts, security issues. Spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told Fox and Friends that Democrats failed last night because, again, they don't have a message.
They thought the elections last night were going to be a referendum on this president. And once again, he proved never underestimate him, and that the American people put him and other Republicans in place for a reason.
So a slightly different interpretation of, you know, running on an anti-Trump platform. But aren't Republicans a little bit worried? Georgia's 6 is about 9.5 percentage points more Republican than Democrat. Are they, Republicans, worried that Handel didn't win by those 9 points?
Well, absolutely. You know, there is warning signs in this for both parties. You know, a win is a win is a win. So the victory goes to Republicans. But one of the lessons we have seen in these special elections is that Democratic enthusiasm is way up. Democrats are showing up and turning out in these special elections in ways that their base voters don't normally do in a midterm election cycle. So there is an element there that Republicans should be cautious. I would also note that in 2006, leading up to those midterm elections, there was also a couple of special elections that were seen as sort of bellwethers. And Democrats lost those too, and they still took over the House that year. So I've also spoken to Republicans who say, hey, we'll take it. This is a great victory. We've got a lot of momentum coming out of this. But you also can't take anything for granted 18 months out from an election.
Well, and that brings us to South Carolina. The race there to fill Budget Director Mick Mulvaney's seat got so much less attention. It was just assumed that the Republicans are going to win. But Republican Ralph Norman did beat the Democrat Archie Parnell, but by a little more than 2 points. And, you know, this is a reliably red district as well. And no one spent $25 million there. Nobody even paid any attention. What do you read into that?
Well, there's an argument, and this is being made by a lot of Democratic strategists, that that's a better way to try and win some of these races. That when you nationalize a race, you're more likely to get Republican voters to turn out in more traditional Republican districts. Running quieter campaigns, keeping them more local, personalizing the Democratic candidate was seen as maybe a smarter strategy. And in South Carolina, I think there's a lot of Democrats who think maybe Georgia should have gone more in that direction, trying to keep it small, than trying to make it a referendum. And Republicans, particularly in Georgia, did make this a referendum. Democrats wanted to make it a bit about Trump, but Republicans made it about Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and equated electing John Ossoff with a vote to put her back in power. And for a lot of suburban traditional Republican voters, that's still a pretty animating argument that gets them to show up and vote against Democrats.
In other words, the takeaway here might be That people are offended when they understand that people from outside, this is a congressional race, you know, so from outside their district might be spending money, might be better off not to spend it.
Yeah. And as you can see, you know, they spent $25 million and it didn't win them a district. Money matters, but money's not everything. And Georgia is certainly not a case study that can be easily replicated. Democrats want to try and put 50, 60, 70 districts in play, and you're not going to get $25 million for 70 districts.
NPR's congressional reporter Susan Davis, thank you.
You bet.